Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet. Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. Sounds like a theme tune. I'm going to, you know, start ordering from Hard Rock Crochet.
That's hilarious. Well, we made it here. I don't know how we made it here today.
I don't know. I have no idea how we did it. Honestly, we've been all over the shop, both of us.
Oh, I feel like I've got like a bit of a husky voice today.
You sound sexy.
Yes, well,
you must pay an extra $10 to listen to this episode because of Kate.
Yes. What can I say that can take advantage of this husky voice?
Maybe just open up the episode.
I can do that. Well, in this episode, Tegan, we are dedicating this episode to TikTok craft trends.
Oh my God, help us all.
Just TikTok craft videos. So not just 5-minute crafts and what you must have if you're a crafter, according to this one TikTok video I found.
Okay.
And Spendigo.
Oh my God, I have so much to share. Absolutely so much to share.
I can't wait. I'm serious FOMO. I've had serious FOMO.
I'm so sorry that you couldn't come down.
It looked so much fun. Okay. So make sure you're following on our socials, Hard Rock Crochet Podcast. Join our Facebook group. Give us 5 stars on Spotify.
And don't forget to check out our Patreon.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it. Let's get crafty.
All right. Okay. What have you got?
Okay.
Please share.
I went down, as we all do, TikTok rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And I came across... I started off doing like 5-minute craft videos, and then I just went down this like rabbit hole of home decor,
ooh,
easy craft videos.
Hi, sweetie.
Want to say hello?
Hi. How was your Weet-Bix?
She can't hear you, unfortunately. Are you feeling sick?
Yeah.
Did you get your bucket?
No. I don't need the bucket.
You don't need the bucket?
No.
Okay. All right. Can you sit here quietly while I talk with Tegan? Or do you want to go back out and watch Monsters, Inc.? Okay.
Monsters, Inc. Oh, Mike Wazowski.
Can you say Mike Wazowski?
No.
Oh. She can't, but it's hilarious.
That's okay. I'll start calling you Boo.
All right. Sorry. I digress. Sorry. I was like, all right, I want to try some of these out. But I found 4 really cool ones, and I've actually like priced them out. So if you're looking to do some like, I don't know, I'm just sick of, you know, the way the cost of living and blah, 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 blah. And I thought,
yeah, it's really high at the minute. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, I wonder if I can do anything to kind of spruce up our new house and,
exciting.
Recycle a few things because I'm all, you know, into reusing. So. You're going to, in your editing here, Tegan, post these videos up.
I will. Thank you, editing, Tegan.
Thank you, editing, Tegan. So, insert first video here.
Yeah.
I'm just calling it Napkin Mod Pod. Mod Podge?
Okay.
Essentially, for those listening at home, it's, yeah, you remember from the 90s, those like round glass cutting boards?
Round?
Have you ever
glass?
Seen?
Cutting boards.
Or just glass cutting boards. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
So what this lady's done
is
with just a bit of Mod Podge and some napkins. You know how you can get some really cool napkins from like Kmart or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What she's done is she's taken the little foots off the back of the cutting board with like a Stanley knife, and she's found a decorative napkin. She's pasted, Mod Podged it on the bottom side of this cutting board, and then stuck the little things, the little legs back on. It looks freaking awesome. You know, instead of
waiting for a good day to happen, you know. Waiting around through ups and downs, you know. I just said, look.
So it's like underneath.
I don't have my headphones.
Okay, well, you go find them. I think they're in the playroom.
No, here.
Oh, they are there. Little mini
you
podcaster.
You have added a link.
I have added. Yes. So I looked it up. I was like, so this is cool, but for us who don't have like glass cutting boards, how much would it cost for us to do this? Because the whole point of this is to be cheap, right?
Yes.
So I found this link, and I'll put all these links up in the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a set of four 30 centimeter round glass cutting boards, which work out to be $10.60 each, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you have Mod Podge at home and napkins, you're good to go. I thought that was a really cool little hack.
So is Mod Podge, you can get it from
Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I can describe it is it's like the WD-40 of glue.
The WD-40 of glue. I love it.
You can do anything with it. It is, if you are a crafter, you need to have Mod Podge in your supplies because it's very versatile.
Nice.
It's, so in this instance, it's almost like it's like contained and sealed the napkin, so it's mm-hmm. waterproof essentially. It's like PVA glue, but a bit more versatile.
You've heard it here first, the WD-40 of the craft world.
That's right. Now, this is the one I'm going to try at home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to try too, my love?
Can we show? All right, insert clip here. I'm calling this wallpaper tins.
Okay.
Can you hold this up, Ellen, to the camera? Okay, so this is a tin that we had at home. If you've ever not been to Big W and you've eaten, these are Rondoletti wafers.
They're like the circle stick cylinder wafers, yeah. Which I could eat an entire bloody box in one sitting of. Yes.
Well, that's essentially what I did one day when I was having a bad day. And I thought, hang
on. No judgment.
And when I saw this video, I thought, aha, I can totally do this.
Instead of trashing, here's an easy upcycle for those used food containers. This works out perfectly because I had some of this leftover removable wallpaper from our haul project, and I love the pattern. I'm just going to use a blade to cut it to the general size of the food canister. When applying it, I'm going to get as close as possible to the bottom end, and I'm not really going to worry about the top because we're going to cover that up. You might recognize this fringe from my recent no-sew pillowcases. I'm just going to hot glue it to the top edge. I also have these cute pom-pom scraps, so I'm going to add them to the top as well. Trim and make sure the edges are glued down well, and there you have it. This makes a super cute faux planner. Other options include organizing makeup brushes, art supplies, desk supplies. The possibilities are endless.
So Kmart came into this.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this vinyl. Can you hold that up for me? Thank you. It's called vinyl adhesive. It's 45 centimeters wide.
Ta-da.
Thank you.
Ta-da.
2 meters long.
Mommy, you hold this one.
And it's described as being able to apply ta-da. The most flat surfaces. $3.
Ta-da. Ta-da.
Cost me $3.
Ta-da. $3. Ta-da.
Ta-da. So I was hoping to have this done before this episode, but sick kids. So I'm going to do this, and I'm going to post it up in the Facebook group so you can see my little.
This is the before, and you will see the after later. Or possibly in the next episode, you can bring it on as well.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is I think you can apply this to pretty much anything, like old vases, anything really. So in the video, they use it as like a decorative piece to put like paper flowers or whatever in. Are you doing the sound effects?
Yeah.
I
she keeps saying ta-da. No, it's ta-da. And I'm like, yay.
So my idea was I'm going to repurpose this as something in the kitchen to hold like kitchen utensils or something in my craft room. So watch this space.
We will. Certainly be watching the space. Yes.
Now, the last one I found, and I thought this was pretty cool too. So all you need is like an old vase, glass jar even.
Vase, I say.
Yeah. I'm calling this the mini Jenga vase.
Jenga?
Yep.
Okay.
So put the video in here, Tegan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what it is so I looked at Target. It's called the Target Tumbling Tower. The little, you know the game Jenga, right?
Yes.
With the, you know, you pull the blocks out and you go not make it fall over. Mommy. Thank you, darling.
So Jumbling Tower is like a cheap version of Jenga.
Yeah.
I love
it. That's right. $8. And all you need is an old, like, pasta glass jar, you know, if you're making spag bog or vase or whatever. And what this person's done is just glued them around the vase.
Yes. Yep.
But has kind of like bricklaid it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of gotten this like basket weave effect.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I thought, now that was pretty cool. And it gives off like a little boho-y vibe.
$3 DIY from Dollar Tree. Found a little miniature Jenga set and two vases. We emptied it out and poured coffee on top. We wanted to bring out the natural wood grain. Then we went and let them dry. Then I started, I should have wore flannel for this little lumberjack. Stack them and glue them around each little vase. You can add candles and flowers to each one. All kinds of versatility for your home decor. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, Craft Grooms. And please hit like for more.
Now, I'm pretty sure, just from my memory, because I'm not watching the video right now, I'm pretty sure what he did was he stained it first with coffee or tea to give it like a nice stained effect.
Yeah.
You could play really around with that. You could paint them if you've got, like, we've got heaps of paints here because of the girls. You could paint them.
Different colours and make it like a peacock. Yes. Mm-hmm. Paint it yellow and make yourself a pineapple vase.
Oh, I like that. Ooh. Do you want to make a pineapple vase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. So yeah, that was my. Oh, I've got like a million of these. So if you like these, I've got. I found.
We'll do another episode of it. Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. So that was my little down the rabbit hole of TikTok. But I also found some other things for our next segment here.
Ooh. Okay. So, go.
Next segment we've got is craft must-haves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this lady, her name is Shop Blue Fur. If you want to look at her stuff on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You going back out into the playroom?
No.
Okay.
Was that no and then off she went?
Pretty much. No, I'm going to sit behind you so you can't see me and play with Daddy's computer.
You'd just be looking into your camera going, what are you doing? What are you up to now?
All right. So yeah, so this
Shop
lady.
Blue Fir, as in F-I-R, as in the tree.
That's right. Now she seems to do like just crafting hacks. And I think she's a vinyl artist.
Ooh.
However, my theory with this video, when you insert it here.
Oh my gosh, there's lots. Insert video here, editing Tegan. You two are fucking bossy.
Four things I can't craft without. Up first is my paint puck. It keeps all of my paintbrushes really clean. Next is my iVine weeding cup. This is a must-have for anybody who works with vinyl. Next is my Tweaksy weeding ring. This is great for weeding really small pieces of vinyl. And up last is my mini desk vacuum, which I use for cleaning up glitter, sawdust, and other messes on my desk. Follow me for more craft videos.
She uses them for vinyl art. We as yarn artists, so if you're a crocheter, a knitter, macrame, whatever, you could repurpose this as things you must have in your kit.
Yes.
Okay. And I've found them all on Amazon. So if you're interested in buying this stuff, which I'm going to eventually, once I've set this space up, I'm doing this. So the first thing she talks about is called a paint puck. So essentially what it is it's like a paint pot, but it's got a suction cup on the bottom of it. and you suction it down onto your table, and you can, and it's got like little grooves for your paintbrushes.
Yes.
Now, I thought this would be a really cool thing to put your crochet hooks in.
Yes, I see how.
Right. And then
they're like rubber, they adjust. Yes.
And then you can use the paint pot instead of putting water in it, you could use it for yarn cutoffs. Genius.
Adding to wish list. Right? I actually, oh, hang on, I'm in the wrong Amazon. Hang on. No, this is happening. I'm making now, this happen.
I think watch if you wait till you see these other ones as well. If you go to Amazon, all of these I found on Amazon. So like you'd search around and probably find it cheaper on Amazon. This is like just one I did a quick search on. And I think it retails for about, if I'm right, Tegan, $30.
It says 60 on here.
Oh, I think I found it cheaper.
But like that's, I don't know if that's like a pack. It might be a pack.
Yeah, okay.
I've saved it to my wish list so we can always keep looking.
Okay. So the next thing that she features in this video is called an Ivine weeding cup.
Ivine? So I don't know. We're just making stuff up now.
I don't know how to say it. I'm just opening it up here so I can remember it. Okay. So what it Ivine. Looks like is, so it looks like a ping pong ball with a suction cup on it, but it's got like an opening at the top. If you actually open this link, it looks like a little sus, but
and it's pink, like
yes,
what are the colors that kind of picked?
Now you can get them in all sorts of different shapes and sizes, but she uses it as a vinyl weeder. So it's kind of got really hard to describe. It's got like a hole in the top, and then it's got these slits. Oh god, this sounds so sus. But I am
renaming this to the iVag Berry.
Stop it. Sorry, I'm coughing all over the place. So she uses her hook. Oh god. And she goes down the slit. This sounds even so sad.
Oh my lord.
And the vinyl cutoffs come off. But I thought you could use this if you are at your desk as a scrap holder.
Yes.
So, but you know. That's if you sit at your desk, right? This one is called, now this is the one I want to get. It's called a Twixie weeding ring, right? So I'm going to open it. So that, sorry, the cup, the
it looks like the iVag's little sister.
Yes. So pretty much it's exactly the same thing, except with not with a suction cup on the bottom, but it's for your fingers. Oh God.
For your
It's a ring.
For your 2 feet. Can I just say this goes over 2 fingers?
So.
Okay. These are fabulous. I love them.
So you can wear this. What my thought was, you can wear this while you're doing your fiber arts. So, and if you don't have a bin, you could just. It. Oh god, I can't. I'm losing it.
I'm going to reenact how this would work. Hang on. And then
yes, something like that. You need to make that into a reel for the people at home.
Very good idea for scraps, because I always cut my little tags and I just shove them on my side table, and you should see the pile that's like created there. So these are actually really good solutions to my problem anyway.
Well, what I liked
probably
about
not the fingering one, but definitely the suction cap one.
The one that I liked about the ring one was, or the fingering one, or whatever you want to call it. Is I sit on my couch constantly and I do my knitting and crocheting and stuff, right? And my husband is constantly at me like, why do you keep dropping your little yarn scraps all over the land room, right? So I thought, aha, this solution. Is a good solution. I can just put it straight in the ring.
Have you seen the pictures on these? It's on the pictures, instead of like, I don't know, they put nail polish in the top, so that when you're painting your nails,
I think that's what they're meant for.
So you can do that too.
I think that's like that's what they were like designed for. I don't think they're actually designed for like. So I think this lady I found, she's repurposed them for her own craft room, and I'm repurposing it for us as fiber artists.
If you use 10 gram balls, you know those little tiny ones, that'd be perfect. It would, because it wouldn't roll away. You just shove it in your little fingering cap, pull it from the. Okay, no, it's just like
it's a yarn ball as well. Is what you
said. It can be a yarn ball. Yep. Because, you know, there's like little, oh, I don't have any here. I'll have some in my thing, but they're like this big.
Perfect.
The 10 gram balls that you can get. Usually people who do amigurumi will use them for their eyes and stuff. So
there you go.
I'm liking this very, very much.
Well, the last thing in her video on the same theme as cleaning up is a mini desktop vacuum. Now, I was like, how did I never know this existed? For one, because I'm constantly eating at my computer and it would just vacuum up all the crumbs. But my thought was, if I didn't get the ring, that when I'm crafting on my couch, I just pop this, like I could pop this in a project bag, literally. And they're pretty cheap. Like it's $24. Like I was pretty impressed by that.
I've added it to my wish list.
Right, pop it in your craft bag, your project bag, and then just do a quick vacuum up on the floor.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the vacuum out.
I really like this.
And, you know, I think that would could apply for, like, if you're a yarn dyer.
Mm-hmm.
And you spill some powder dyes or something.
Exactly. Right? No, that's perfect.
I think it could apply. It's just an awesome craft tool. So, yeah, I was really impressed. She has some amazing videos, so I would definitely go and check her out.
Yep, I've already gone and followed her myself.
So let us know. We'll put these all up in the Facebook group. Let us know if you get any and how you would use them if you did. She's got like a bazillion of these videos. So if you want, we can definitely do another one.
Mm-hmm. I'll be interested to do some more and maybe try some of them out as well.
Yes.
Well, like I'll do. Because I've got the vacuum in my car now.
There you go. Well, I'm going to do my home decor. If you end up buying any of those, Tegan, you let us know. Review
because I need to spend more money.
Of course, why not? Remember what's it? What do we end this whole show on? Buying craft supplies and using them are two different companies.
This is very true. Very, very true.
Now we're just gonna have a quick break here to quickly talk about our July sponsor.
Yes.
If I could open the link.
We're very fancy here with our spreadsheets.
We are spreadsheet mad.
Mm-hmm. We have so many of them too.
And I can't even read it because I'm reading it off my phone.
Did you want me to read it?
Go ahead.
So this month's sponsor is Knit or Dye Yarns. So from the coastal shores of Queensland, Knit or Dye brings you environmentally conscious hand-dyed yarn inspired by the natural environments of Bribie Island, which I'm like dying to go visit.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, I want to. Helen's yarn is dyed in very small batches, giving the maker unique colours with lots of love woven in. And Helen's background is also a marine biologist. And every time I read this part, I immediately go to that scene on Seinfeld. You remember when George pretends to be a marine biologist and then he goes back to the diner to go, the sea was angry that day, my friend. Like a man trying to return soup back to a deli. But what a profession, honestly. I'd love to do that. So because she has that background, it makes her incredibly passionate about the environment and strives to decrease her environmental footprint with every order, only using recycled and compostable packaging and ensuring all yarn comes from bulk cones. Helen is able to reduce the waste going back into the environment. And of course, all yarn is locally sourced from friendly sheep farms. That kind of went across my screen and I had to scroll. So just for the month of July, our Patreon members, if you buy two skeins, you get a third one at half price. And this offer is available on 100 gram skeins of yarn and excludes advents and mini sets.
Perfect. And of course, if you want to join our Patreon, it's there. You can come along, come join the fun. Tegan's going to be shaving her head soon.
I finally told my husband about it and he's like, huh? And I go, yeah, like you're shaving my head. The people have spoken. And he goes, what do you mean the fucking people have spoken? So I'm doing a video of him actually shaving my head, which will be exclusive on Patreon.
Love it.
And I'll put a picture up just for the Facebook group. So you get to be involved in shaving my hair every few months if you become a Patreon.
Yes, and I'm thinking now that you've had, we've had, you know, your fun with you, they're going to have to do something to me.
I'm sure we can think of something. Just saying, something will come up.
All right.
Okie dokie. So,
Bendigo.
Okay. So can I just say, I had the best fucking weekend in a very, 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 very long time. I have not been anywhere for ages, and it was just like, I need to get out of the house. I need to be away from my family, even if it was just for like 2 days or one night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so I drove up in the morning on Saturday, went straight to the show, walked in, and in the first hour it was like a free-for-all. Nothing stopped me. The first two sheds I went into, I filled, and I'm going to put it up. It's like a little backpack drawstring bag. I filled this up and then had to go to the car to unload.
Oh, my God.
Not
just your Instagram stories. I was watching Chloe's from Woolenworks. Yep. Mavis Castlemaine.
Yeah.
Freaking serious FOMO here. Serious.
Well, I'm going to go through my stash and I'm going to talk about what I got and who I got it from and who we met and et cetera, et cetera. So I will say that I saw Chloe. So Chloe from Woolenworks, and we actually had the Airbnb to ourselves. So we actually had a night together. Like in the morning, we're just making on the couch, having a good chat, you know. So it was really, really lots of fun to spend that time with Chloe and just talk craft with someone who would listen.
That's awesome.
Now, in no particular order, because this is just literally how it's been thrown in. I went and visited Max from Maximo Yarns and picked myself up this beautiful skein of 8-ply yarn. It's called Planet Hunter. Lots of blue, speckles of pink. It just looks like a galaxy. Like
mind went to marble.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of got like a marbling effect.
Yeah.
The teals and some creams and a bit of pink. That's beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So as soon as I saw it, I'm like, you don't see dark speckles often. I am grabbing that. So that was really good. And it was really nice to meet Max as well. I'm a little bit shy when it comes to meeting people. So hi, Max. That was me. Oh, and by the time I got to his store, oh, my God, this is so funny. So by the time I got to his store, I'd already spent so much bloody money. My bank cut my card off.
Oh, no.
So I had to ring the bank. I put this on a different card and I rang the bank. They're like, it's okay. I'm spending money. It's fine. Please let me spend more. somewhere else I went to was Hodgepodge. And I met the lovely lady. I'm so sorry, I've forgotten her name. And I grabbed this 16-ply chunky yarn in color cognac.
Or cognac. Mustard.
It is so beautiful. There's a theme. Apparently, I just went yellow and mustard mad. So I feel a beanie is coming along with this one. I also saw this beautiful green one called Forest Lights, and it's just full of speckles. Do you know,
that is such a cool name because it does. It looks like a forest floor. Yeah, like the sun coming through the forest floor.
And you get like all those beautiful neon, it's hard to see in this light, but you get all the neon speckles as well, which kind of reminds me of fairies a little bit. And then this is probably my favorite purchase for the weekend was this one called Galaxy. Yeah, see what I mean? It's beautiful deep purples and beautiful bright orange, yellow neon and pinks and blues. And I was just like, I have to have it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I have to have it. So that was from Hodgepodge. So they were both 2 8-ply. You'll notice there will not be a single fucking 4-ply in here, peeps.
I can't even. I'm so jealous.
But wait, Kate, there's more.
Oh my goodness. So that's four so far.
Four so far. I did go and see Megan from Mavis Handmade, and I don't have them here, but I bought some stitch markers. I did put a photo of it up on my Instagram.
So did you buy the R-rated ones?
I did, so freaking did. I think one said shit, one said fuck, one said crap or something, and the other one said cat. I will beep that one out for those at home who don't like the work, because I understand.
Fair enough.
But I loved it. And while I was there, I went next door and went to Melbourne City 101 Dye Works. Yeah, and got this beautiful, beautiful mustard DK. And it's just the softest thing to touch. It's a little bit
coming up as like a gold on the screen.
It is a bit goldy, to be honest. Mm. When you put it against the cognac,
yeah,
it's so yeah, like a bit more gold.
Like a more diluted version.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
Oh my god, so beautiful. So it was really great to meet both of them as well. I also went next door to them and treated myself to this gorgeous bag from Crystal Cat Stitchery. There was all these cat ones, and then I don't know, like I was drawn to this yellow one. I'm like, I must have this.
Oh, they're yarn balls. Like, is that the...
they're sheep. And some of the sheep have yarn balls. Sheep.
That is so cute.
Yeah, it's absolutely adorable. And it's just so well made. It's beautiful drawstring. I'm like, perfect. So I do so many beanies. That'll be perfect for me.
Yep. Perfect size for a beanie.
Definitely. Well,
that's like a lime green, and it's got these little motifs of sheep. And
yeah, it's a bit lime, yeah.
Oh, cute. Cute.
And then, because there's more. Hang on, let me find another one. Where'd you go? I don't know. I went to Spinning Yarns Weaving Tales and picked up this gorgeous, it's like a forest deep olive green almost.
I was going to say, it looks like an olive, like it's an olive green. But is it variegated? Has it got speckles through it?
It's tweed.
Oh.
So this is, I think they call it a dongle or donegal. When they put the tweed bits in it, so you know how you got all the flecks through.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So this is a worsted weight yarn. It's got, where is it? It is 100% wool, and it's got that greasy feel to it, so you know it's like new. And then to go along with my theme, I got another one in the mustard colour because I can't help myself.
I like that one.
Me too.
I do like that.
But you see what I mean? Like, I just had a bit of a thing going on with all the yellows and mustards. So that was for that one. I also went to Alpaca Allure, which is from Fiber Naturally.
Alpaca Allure. Ooh.
This is the softest yarn I have touched in a very, very long time. And it's this beautiful kind of mauve, maybe lavender purple, I would say. A little bit tweedish as well. So... got this one, and I think that's
kind of like a steely gray,
a little bit. It is definitely purple, so 70% merino and 30% alpaca grape batch. It's called, the lighting in here is terrible, but yeah. I then went to I think this is one of my first stops. I went to White Rabbit Handmade and met the lovely ladies there and picked up this beautiful skein called Unicorn Spit. It really does look like Unicorn Spit.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that was
Yeah, so it's like a kind of a white / grey base, just lots of purple, blue and pink speckles throughout. And it's just like delightful, like it's not over the top. And I also picked up this other one called Squashed Blueberries, which I thought would go with it. And it's kind of like a tonal blue with purple and kind of berry colours speckled throughout. So,
you know, my daughter loves blueberries, and that literally does look like a squishy.
It does look like a squishy.
She squishes them all the time.
I don't know how people can, like, get the name so correct. You know what I mean? Like, you look at it and go, that's what I think it is.
I'm really struggling to name my next two patterns.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I'll have to ask the listeners to help with that, but I'm really impressed when people name things.
Me too. I'm terrible at it. Exactly. This was the first thing that I bought. I went to a store. I can't remember which one it was. I just remember it was in one of the first sheds. And this lady was not there, but she had hand spun and dyed this beautiful yarn. It's the lady's name is Wendy.
That looks like Fruit Loops.
It doesn't look
like not Fruit Loops.
Wendy is Charles.
What's it called? Do you know Lifesavers?
That's yes, what they it are. Does. Those it little, does.
Those yes. lollies from the 90s?
Yes. You can still get them, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mind but there blown. Was like a whole heap of them, but these ones had like, this had dark patches on it. And I'm like, I've got to get it. I don't know so what the blue, hell I'm going to do with it.
Well, there's red and yellow seem to be the main color, but it's like a rainbow of blues and yellows and
yeah.
green. It a is. Bit green? Serious? No. Well, maybe yes, it's the blue and the yellow bit. Sort of going.
Maybe.
Well, no, like, it's the primary bit- colors, isn't it? It's the yellow, red and yellow, red, and blue, but then yeah. like, as they kind of
they blend, they create they blend the into colors. Each other. I'd like to know how she did it because it kind of looks like it could have been hand painted as well.
Yeah,
when you put it down on the Glad wrap and do it that way. But that just like I've got to get this.
That's beautiful.
And it was only $28. And then I'm saying to the lady, can I please pay 30 or like 35, like take more of my money? That is worth more. And she goes, no, she's not here. I don't want to confuse her. $28. I'm like, oh, okay. So wow. Wendy Charles, put your prices up, love. And I will come buy some more, thank you, because this is super duper soft. You have done a beautiful job of dyeing it. And I couldn't find you anywhere on socials, but I hope you're listening.
That's beautiful.
I went to... I've got two more, and I think I'm three more, and then I'm done.
You know, I'm speechless. I'm so jealous.
I'm so sorry. The next couple are going to kill you. This is called my creative garage, and I picked up this cute little speckle mini skein set of DK8 ply, and it's just, I've got to have it. I don't know what I'm going to make with this, but I've just really got to have it. And she goes, they were going so quickly, and I'm like, of course they are. You sold me. I'll get it.
So that is like a pastel gradient pack, but they're speckled.
Yeah, and it was like the speckled, and I don't know if you can see the shine in it. There is actually that glitter string through it.
Ooh, no, I can't see it on the camera, but yeah, that's kind of cool. Hard.
I'll take some photos once I've unwrapped it. And I've been slowly collecting from Little Woolly Mags. What she does is, do you want to go get her?
I just heard something.
Do you want to go check? Go check. We can. I will hold pause. Ding. I'll do hold music.
There
with. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's not unusual to be. Don't know the words. And when I see you coming around, met anyone. It's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. So morbid, Tom. My coffee is cold. I'm gonna start packing these back because I can't get to my desk. It's not unusual to be loved by everyone. Nee, 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 nee. Can you not destroy that? Seriously. That face is a lot.
So, this is what I just walked into.
Mm-hmm.
Walked into the kitchen. I can see little Fox sitting under the kitchen table, which is where she normally goes to do a poo.
Oh god,
like she had a nappy on.
Mm.
She is sitting there with my craft box playing with my stitch markers.
At least there's no threading needles.
I said, what are you doing, darling? "Oh, it's so special, Mummy." I said, "Okay, well, you can hold it, and then I will come and get it once I'm done." So she's sitting now. She's sitting in front of the TV watching Monsters Inc. and she's just like playing with the little Stitchbugs.
Oh, she is so sweet. She's actually so sweet.
She is a crafter in the making.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway,
be making stuff in no time.
So
I went and visited Julie from Little Willie Mays. And what I've been doing is very quietly been collecting her little mini skeins that she winds up of yarn.
Yep.
And I'm going to make like something big with it. I haven't decided yet, maybe like a shawl or a big scarf or something. So I've picked up this gorgeous pack.
Oh, that is adorable. I love that.
I'm not a big fan of pink, but I was drawn to it because of like this top row. This top row in general. I was just like, I must have this.
So that's like a pink color story and a orange color story, really.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And like this bottom one here, I'm a little obsessed with as well. So if you don't know what Julie does, what she does is she gets she buys yarn from different makers from around the world. So Hedgehog Fibers, Spun Right Round. Mm-hmm. Hang on, I've got a few over there just trying to look at what they are. Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway, she's got stuff everywhere. And sometimes what she does is if she's making something with it, she'll get the leftovers and make little balls of it, or she'll take like a skein or so much out of stock and make the mini skeins out of it. So been slowly collecting these for that reason.
Love that.
Yeah,
that would actually look, I'm not sure if you'd have enough, but that would look like a really nice blanket. Am I reading your mind?
It's a secret. What I can say is all the 8-ply skeins that I collected over the weekend, minus the minis, are going to go into a big project.
Ooh. Is this kind of something to do with what you were talking about last week with your tester pool?
Yes. That is taking over my life right now. There will be other things for everyone to talk about soon, but just at the minute, that's my secret. So yeah, when I went there, I'm like, that'll look great, that'll look amazing.
love it.
So that was my haul from the actual show. And then the next day before I left Bendigo, I went to Bendigo Woolla Mills factory shop, which I have never been to before, and they don't normally open on a Sunday, but they opened especially because of the show. Can I just say, they probably only put like 5% of the actual yarns that they have there on their website.
Really?
Yeah. So the one thing with them is, and I kind of knew this, but I didn't know to what extent, they actually spin and make a lot of the yarns for other companies. So I'm pretty sure if you go to Australian Wool Company or something, and they have like, you know, Patterns and Cleck Heaton, they have those sort of yarns there too. So I went there with Chloe and I found this yarn, which I'm obsessed about, and I kind of wish I had more to make for another project that I've got coming up soon, but I will get some soon. It's this gorgeous orange 12-ply pure wool 30% alpaca ball. It's 200 grams. Says $16 on here. I picked them up for $13.50 each, and I got three of them because I thought I'll make sure with it. It is so damn soft, and this needs to go on their website immediately.
That's beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous. But then, Kate, I found this, and I had to get at least one.
Ooh. Is that like a tweedy kind of, no?
I don't know. I think it's spun because it's like a single ply. So if you don't know what single ply is, it's when they literally just get one ply of yarn, like one strand of yarn, and twirl it. Oh. Yeah, it's so it needs 7mm needles. So I reckon, 7mm crochet hook I can use. 45% wool, 55% alpaca, $12.50 a ball. It doesn't have any other information. So that's the one thing. When you go into the back room, which is the bargain room, they have all these sorts of yarns and like more that you don't see on their website because I don't think it's theirs. But I saw this and I've got to have it, and there is a beanie. I'm going to make a beanie out of this.
Look like an amazing beanie.
Yeah. So if you are in the Bendigo area, go. I recommend it. There are so many good bargains in the back room and so many yarns that you don't even know that they've got. It was disappointing to find that out. Yeah. Because I wish I would be online.
It sounds like you'll be going back there more.
I think I will. Yes, definitely. Especially for this. Like, it's so soft. I cannot tell you how soft it is. So, yes, that was my Bendigo spending spree. Spendigo. It was so worth it, though. So if you ever, because I know they're doing it again, they've already told us the date for next year. It's going to be July 14th to 16th, so that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get your accommodation now.
I'm going to have to come down.
I think you should. It was, so much fun. Lots to do. And, like, that was just the yarn stuff that I bought. I bought other things as well. There's this lady who had this beautiful tea that she made, and it was called Mint and Bendigo, and it was like peppermint, spearmint, and a flower that they have there called calendula or whatever. It's like a little yellow flower. It was the fucking best tea I've ever had in my entire life. I absolutely adore it, and I have it every night now. Every night this week anyway. And then got some hot sauce, hot chili mama, she was there. Grabbed some hot sauce and chili oil from her. And a candle from Scents from the Heart. So there was just so much though. Like, I could have, if you had given me $2,000, I would have spent it all.
Oh, I probably would have too.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to get a bigger wall.
My husband goes, so you're gonna hang all those up? I'm like, I don't have enough room. So Chloe, I might get some more from you. At least just one more row. I reckon I can fit one more row there.
Very good.
Yep.
I don't know how I can even top any of that, Tegan. Like, you just, what I've been up to is like nothing compared to that.
Oh, it was like a big weekend. You know, it all died down for me now.
That's fair.
Mm.
Wow.
So tell us about your turban that you are needing a name for.
So I am going to release my head turban as a head turban. I don't even know if that's right. That's what it is. It's a head turban as a knitting machine pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking for a name for it because, I don't know, it just doesn't sound like really cool, and I'm all up for cool names, and I just can't think of, I'm just not good with names. I'm not, like, I really love quirky names, you know, something that's just gonna grab someone, you know, grab their attention.
What about like Hit Machine 30, like the compilation CDs you used to buy?
I love that, thank you. You're right. But I haven't actually done that much because of I think I talked about this last episode. This cold and flu season is just insanity. It's been horrendous. I think in the last 2 months, we've had, all the girls have had a week where they've just been well.
Mm, yeah. It's so hard for the little ones, especially when we've been in, you know, isolation for so long. And this is really our first kind of year that we're able to go out and share again as such. And it's just hitting everyone so hard. And mm-hmm. also doesn't help that we're having one of the coldest winters we've had in such a long time. Mm-hmm. And did you hear yesterday? I was laughing. The UK had their hottest day on record, and it was 39 degrees. And I'm sitting here going, oh, love, come here.
But they're but like burning. They're on fire, literally on fire at the moment. So it must be.
It's hot. It's global warming, like, at its finest, isn't it? You know, a cold country, or a generally cold country, having fires and the hottest day on record. And here we are getting mm-hmm. frost in the morning, freezing our asses off. And it's but no, because of all that, everyone's so sick. It's absolutely horrible at the minute.
Yeah.
You can only do what you gotta do.
Did I show these off last episode? These, they're felt eyes. Did I show you these?
I don't think so.
So this is from Die Hard Designs.
Nice. I'm just watching her going, what are you doing? It's all right. I'll put my hand up if she's doing something.
I can see her. I'm like, I need to brush her hair. So I bought these because I wanted to make some. I think I was talking about this in a previous episode, how I wanted to make some more snails.
Yes. So are they eyes?
Yeah, they're eyes. I'm not even holding
them. Did you buy them or did you felt them?
No, no, I bought them. So I bought these from Die Hard Designs. And she has amigurumi patterns as well. But she was having a sale not that long ago. So I don't know how to hold these up right.
Oh my god.
But they're like a I'm like looking at these back to front. Anyway, they're like gradients.
Yeah. They're so beautiful. And they're felt eyes, definitely.
Yeah. So they're felt base and then they've got like a vinyl, I think, on top.
Wow.
I'm not gonna hold these up right either, but
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that, it was a pack of six. I got them for $10, I think.
And I might need to do that.
I'd say they're about 2 centimeters in like diameter. So they're quite big. Yeah. I thought I didn't want to buy safety eyes. I've seen so many people making stuff with these type of eyes that I'm like, I wanted to give them a go. So
can I just say, I am currently making a baby Yoda for a friend. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, how am I going to do the eyes? Because for a baby, like, I don't want to do the thing. But I didn't want to make the eyes like I normally do. And I would, I didn't know that was a thing.
She has different sizes. So
I have to do that.
Definitely go check her out. Really super cute if you're into that kind of thing.
Because
I find, because I'm big on trying to support Australian handmade businesses, not just handmade businesses. I will support any kind of handmade business, but I like to kind of keep it local. And she's an Australian business, but I find it really hard to find felt eyes like this in Australia.
I did not know that was even a thing. Like,
there you go.
That's why I'm like, what? You mean someone else can do the eyes for me?
There you go.
Wow. Okay, so that was Die Hard Designs.
Die Hard Designs. And her Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok is at Die Hard Resin. So D-I-E. So as in like die, like die.
As in Die Hard the movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Die Hard Resin is her handle.
Nice.
On Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Ooh.
And, yeah, same in her Etsy shop.
Nice. So
check her out. Other than that, I've just been working on my patterns. I've got another pattern that's currently a circular knitting machine pattern that's being tested, but I can't really talk about it yet.
Yeah.
Until that gets released. It might be a bit of time before then, but shout out to my amazing testers. Thank you so much for helping me out last minute. I literally was like, can you test this within a week? I need a like quick turnaround. And they're like, yeah, sure. So amazing. but yeah.
That's awesome.
That's it.
I'm going to tell you a story. I feel very powerful this week.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is a story or a pun, but continue.
No, it's definitely a story.
Okay.
I am the all-knowing Tegan.
All-knowing Tegan.
So the my boss, he's obviously expecting a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday, he goes, I've got to work from home from now on. So he worked from home and we're talking. I'm in the office and I'm chatting to him on Microsoft Teams. Anyway, so we finish up the day and he goes, have a good night. And I said, no, you have a good night. And I expect a baby in the morning. 8 o'clock that night, he messages my husband and says, can you tell your wife her expectations will be met? He goes, I'm not sure what this means, but apparently your expectations will be met. I'm in the bathroom going, what? And he goes, what does that mean? I said, it's happening. So apparently they went home and then they went back out again at like 11 and then gave birth at like 2:45 in the morning. So my expectations were met. I feel fucking powerful. I am the all-knowing Tegan. If you want your baby predictions, send me a DM with $15 deposit and I'll let you. But I was just like, this is the best. This is great. I feel powerful. Well, I'm going to go get that ticket. So, yes. Right. But they got a baby blanket. Now I'm making a baby Yoda.
Very cute.
Yeah. Because I can.
Well, congratulations, team yes. bosses.
Maddie. Congratulations, yeah. Maddie and Michaela, on their baby Heath.
Very cute. It's a
very cute name, Heath. Yeah. I immediately went to Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Well, that's what I was thinking too. Do you want to come say goodbye? No.
Oh, no. Well, I think someone needs a lie down.
I think so. I think we're both going to go have a sleep, hey?
That sounds like a plan.
Sound like a plan, Stan? You're going to throw up.
I'm going right home.
We're going to go to bed.
Oh, my Lord.
Probably watch Frozen. Do you want to watch Frozen?
No.
Oh, wow. You must be sick.
Let it go.
Turn away and slam the door.
No.
Let it go. Let it go.
Well, Tegan, thank you for this episode today.
Thank you for listening in. Thank you for joining us. And I hope little one gets better.
Yeah. I got you.
And on that note, buying craft supplies and using them are two super hobbies. And I would know with my massive bag of Bendigo supply. Happy crafting.
Happy crafting.
Bye.